Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments Into Momentum podcast, where we talk about the everyday experiences that we all encounter and how to use those experiences to drive progress and momentum in our lives. You ever wake up and just feel like you're not doing enough? Feel like you're not living your best life? You're not doing the things that you should be doing? And you just wrestle mentally with guilt and sort of dissatisfaction with what's going on in your life and where you're at and the progress that you're making or not making, and just think to yourself, God, I'm not quite cutting it in this. I'm not doing enough. I'm not quite making it the way that I should be making it. You ever wake up and feel that way? And or maybe midday you're staring at a computer screen or you're stuck in traffic and you're just thinking to yourself, God, this isn't it. I'm not doing the things that I should be doing. I'm not living the life that I want to live. I'm not doing taking the steps that I need to. You start kind of sliding down this path where all that you can think about is all of the stuff that you haven't done or aren't doing or feelings that you don't have or anything like that, or maybe I'm the only one that feels that way, but sometimes I do feel that way. I wake up or I'm doing something and all of a sudden my mind slides to this place where I just don't feel like I'm cutting it anymore. And I find myself starting to fill my mind with all of these thoughts about all of the stuff that I haven't done, I'm not doing, can't do, won't do, should have done, might have done, whatever the things are that keep my mind filled with these sort of negative thoughts. And if you've ever found yourself in that same position, and every time that I find myself in that position or that mindset, I have to take a step back and remind myself that what I'm doing today doesn't have to be the same thing that I'm doing tomorrow, and it doesn't have to be the same thing that I'm doing in 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 2 minutes, that I get to choose how I respond to those things. And there are things that happen that we don't necessarily do intentionally. There are things that happen in life that we don't have any control over. And there are things that happen in life that we do have control over. And sometimes we make the wrong choices and end up in the wrong places. And the only way that we still get stuck, even if we're not doing everything that we're supposed to be doing, nobody bats 1,000. We all need to try, and I know that I try my hardest every day to do the things that I should be doing and move forward and make progress and take action and do all the things that will lead me to where I know I want to get to. But sometimes I don't. And when I find myself in those places, it's so easy for me to feel like that's where I need to stay. Like that's where I need to live. That's what my actual reality is. That anything else is just a dream, that a misplaced dream, a thought that sounds nice that I'll never actually be able to accomplish because I'm not whatever. I'm not smart enough, hardworking enough, motivated enough, dedicated enough, didn't start early enough. Whatever the things are that I can use to talk myself out of doing things, those things have a tendency to want to stay. They have a tendency to want to push forward in my mind and stay in the forefront of my thought and what I'm doing. And whenever I find myself in those situations, I need to, and I always just take a step back. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer than other times, but I try to do it as quickly as I can. And you should do the same thing, that you need to just interrupt that thought process as quickly as you can and stop what you're doing as quickly as you can, because it's not going to help anything by staying in that negative mindset. It's not going to help anything by staying in that place where you just feel like you're not doing the things that you should be doing, and that's all that you can focus on. The only thing that will change any of that is by actually changing that. And that's the great thing about our own minds, is that yes, it'll take some work, and you may not get it on the first try, and you may not get it on the second try, and you may just kind of wallow and sit in that negative place for a day or a week or even a month or however long it takes you to do it. But the most important thing is to just stop feeding that. Stop letting yourself stay there. You know that you're better than that. You know that you're different than that. You know that doesn't actually reflect who you are. It's just reflecting what you're doing in that moment. And that moment doesn't need to define you. That moment is just a snapshot in time. It's just a slice of a pie. It's just, it doesn't have to be where your reality is. It doesn't have to be where you stay and you live there forever. It can just be a moment, just a thing that passes, just a thing that's gone by. And you can look back on it and use that as a motivation and a memory and a point of inspiration for what I don't want to live like anymore, where I don't want my mindset to be. I don't have to stay where my mind is today. And it's okay that my mind is there today. Sometimes thoughts come. Sometimes things happen in life that push you into a place that you don't want to stay. You don't want your mind to be. You don't want that to be where you live. But sometimes your mind will just go there. And it's okay for that to happen. And our job is to stop staying there. Our job is to move on and do something else. Just like you can go from a really great mental place and a really positive environment and a really feeling good about where you're at and what you're doing to a negative place, you can do the exact same thing from a negative place to a positive place. You can go from that place where your mind is telling you that you're not good enough, where your mind is telling you that you're not doing enough, that you won't be able to cut it, that you haven't made it as far as you wanted to. When your mind is telling you all of those things, you can do the same thing where you can force your mind to focus on the other side of things. Yes, but I have done this. But I have made it this far. But I know that this is what my future is. I know that these are steps that I can take. This is what my path looks like as long as I keep moving forward. I don't have to stay here. This is just a fork in the road. This is just a bend. This is a speed bump. This isn't where I have to stay. I know that my mind is here right now, and I was doing so good, and I felt really good about myself, and things were moving forward, and I felt great about the progress that I was making. And now I'm here, and I'm feeling down, and I'm stuck, and I'm frustrated, and I'm sad, and I'm annoyed, and whatever those things are that you're feeling. And you can say, I went from this great mindset to this negative place, this place that doesn't move me forward and doesn't align with what I really want. Now I can move from this place that doesn't align with what I want, and where I feel negative and down and behind the eight ball, and I can now move myself forward. I can move myself out of this mindset. I can move myself into a positive place, because you've done it before. Once you've done it once, you know that you can do it again. There will always be the ability to go back to somewhere that you've been before. And if you've already done it, then you know that you can do it again. And if you've never done it, if you've always lived in that place where you feel like you're stuck and you're negative and you're not going to be able to move forward and you're not going to be able to do those things, you can change that too. It will take a little bit more work the first time. The first time is the hardest time. It's just like quitting smoking or any other thing that you're just used to doing, that's part of who you are, and you feel like it's the only thing that you'll ever know and the only thing that you ever have known. It will take work the first time that you do it, but you can do it. And then as soon as you create that gap in your life, then you now have seen and know and have proof for yourself that you can do this. You can change your mindset. You can move to a different place and do something different in your life. You have that ability, and all that you need to do is take the opportunity to step back from the things that you see that aren't going the way that you want them to, where your mind isn't where you want it to be, and move it into a place that is, just by reminding yourself that this is who I am. I am this positive person. I am moving forward. I am making progress towards my goals. And it may not look the way that I want it to. It may not feel the way that I want it to right now, but I know that it's happening. I know that I can see it. I know that my future looks different than my present. I know that something is coming down the road that will be better than where I'm at today. And as long as you know that inside of yourself, you don't have to see it right now. You don't have to see every outcome and everything that's going to happen along the way. You just have to know that there's something different and there's something better for you out there. And that's how I move past those places when I start to get inside my head and feeling negative and down and bad about things, is I remind myself that this isn't who I am. I am something great. I am moving towards my purpose. I am accomplishing great things in my life. I have done something. I've changed who I am. I've changed from this, who I was in the past, to now who I am today. And all of those memories and each of those experiences make it a little bit easier to pull yourself out the next time, a little bit easier to push forward to the next step when you start to feel down. Each of those experiences will help you to get back on the horse, get back on track, start moving again towards where you want to be, and not stay in that negative place, in that down mindset, in a place where you don't want to be. And that is what I wanted to talk about this week. That's what I wanted to touch on, is if you've ever felt that way, if you feel that way right now, where you just feel like you can't, you won't, you're stuck, you're never going to make it, if you're feeling any of those things, this is just a reminder to you that it's okay to feel those things, and it's okay to get down, and it's okay for your mind to slip into those places. What you can't do is you can't stay there, and you need to push yourself forward. You need to drive yourself to the next thing, and you need to move to the next step. And I know that it can happen because I've done it, and I continue to do it. And I look forward to you continuing to do it and to make that progress in your life. That's all I got for this week. I hope you had a great week, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon. Have a great week.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.